Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission publishes final vote count results of 586 local levels. Nepali Congress wins in 259 local bodies, leading the vote count, while UML follows with wins in 164 local bodies. Election Commission urges election officers to complete vote counts sooner. Both chambers of Federal Parliament continue deliberation on principles and priorities of appropriation bill. And Sri Lanka defaults on debt for first time in its history. Now the news in detail. Deliberation on the principles and priorities of appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year continued in the House of Representatives today as well. Taking part in the discussion, lawmakers urged the government to formulate programs for creating jobs and controlling skyrocketing prices and implement them immediately for the fiscal transformation of the country. Deliberating their views on principle and priorities of appropriation bill, the majority of the lawmakers in the House suggested the government should prioritize in modernizing the agriculture sector, boosting production, creating jobs and improving health and education services in the upcoming budget. Similarly, the National Assembly also continued deliberation on the principle and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year today. Taking part in the deliberation, the lawmakers have urged the top political leadership to think about the nation rather than engaging in trading acquisition. They also suggested the government that the budget for the next fiscal year should be focused on building a self-reliant economy through investment in agriculture and tourism. The results of local-level elections held on the 13th of May are coming out from across the country. The Election Commission has unveiled the vote count results of 586 local levels so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 259 local levels, the CPN UML in 164, CPN Mao Centre in 105, Janata Samajwadi Party in 15, CPN Unified Socialist in 6 and others in 37 local levels. Voting updates are being received from all metropolises as well. As per the latest report, in Kathmandu mayoral post, independent candidate Balendra Saha has been leading the vote count with 24,324 votes. CPN UML candidate Kesava Sthapit is following him with 12,573 votes. In Bharatpur, mayoral candidate of CPN Mao Centre Renu Dahal has been leading the vote count with 17,290 votes. Her nearest rival, UML candidate Bijay Subedi, has been following her with 14,026 votes. Similarly, in Lalitpur, Chiri Babu Maharshan of Nepali Congress has been leading the vote count with 17,891 votes, while his nearest rival Hari Krishna Benjankar of the CPN UML has been following him with 10,188 votes. In Pokhara Metropolis, Dhanaraj Acharya of CPN Unified Socialist has been leading the vote count with 22,852 votes, while his nearest rival, Krishna Bahadur Thapa of CPN UML, has been following him with 20,132 votes. Likewise, in Birganj Metropolis, candidate of Janata Samajwadi Party, Rajasman Singh, has been leading the vote count in mayoral post with 18,393 votes, while his nearest rival, CPN UML candidate Bijay Kumar Sarabagi, has got 9,504 votes. In Biratnagar Metropolis, Nepali Congress candidate Nagesh Koirala has been leading the vote count in mayoral post with 20,063 votes, while his nearest rival, CPN UML candidate Sagar Kumar Thapa, has received 15,046 votes. The Election Commission has directed the returning and election officers to mobilize maximum numbers of team in counting votes and complete the vote counting at the earliest. Addressing a press meeting at the Commission's central office today, spokesperson of the Commission, Saligram Sarma Porel, said that the Commission had urged election officers to complete the vote count by today. However, due to various reasons, the counting is yet to complete and the Commission has urged the officers again to complete the work quickly. The tenure of the incumbent local body elected officials expires today. The Commission has also asked the election officers to complete the vote count of the re-election within 4 days. The Commission is also set to hold an election at Sape Vegar tomorrow, as the election was halted on the pre-scheduled date. Likewise, the election date for Triyuga 12 of Udaipur and Budiganga municipality of Bajra is yet to be confirmed. The Election Commission has also reminded the local body of elected representative about the formation of executive body in the local government as per the fixed parameters. The Commission has also reminded the elected representatives about the legal provisions of taking oaths before starting their official responsibilities. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। द गभर्नमेन्ट इज गोइङ टु सेलिब्रेट रिपब्लिक डे फर 3 डेज। अ मीटिङ अफ द कमिटी फर मेन सेरेमनी of Republic Day 2079 Bikram Samvat, held at the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today, has decided to mark Republic Day on 28th, 29th and 30th of May with various programs. Secretary at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Tekendra Pandey, said a special ceremony would take place at Army Pavilion in Tindikal to mark the day. Radio Nepal and Nepal Television are scheduled to broadcast awakening songs on the 30th of May as a part of the celebration. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Sri Lanka has defaulted on its debt for the first time in its history as the country struggles with its worst financial crisis in more than 70 years. It comes after a 30-day grace period to repay $78 million of unpaid debt interest payment expired on Wednesday. The governor of Sri Lanka's central bank said the country was now in a preemptive default. Defaults happen when governments are unable to meet some of or all of their debt payments to creditors. The Taliban have ordered the female Afghan TV presenters to cover their faces while on air. The ruling comes 2 weeks after all women were ordered to wear a face veil in public or face punishment. Restrictions on women are being tightened in Afghanistan. They are banned from traveling without male relatives and secondary schools are shut for girls. The new decree is being widely criticized, with many calling it another step by Taliban to promote extremism. After taking power last August, the Taliban had held off issuing new laws on what women should wear until this month. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, along with hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places of Province 1 and Madhya Province, and at a few places in the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission publishes final vote count results of 586 local levels, Nepali Congress wins in 259 local bodies leading vote count, while UML follows with wins in 164 local bodies. Election Commission urges election officers to complete the vote count sooner. Both chambers of Federal Parliament continue deliberation on principles and priorities of appropriation bill, and Sri Lanka defaults on debt for first time in its history. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.mp for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.